It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Disgraced comedian Bill Cosby will be going to prison at 81 years old. Yesterday, the judge said that he will put Cosby behind bars for 3 to 10 years for drugging and sexually assaulting Temple University women's basketball administrator Andrea Constan at his estate near Philly in 2004. Prosecutors asked a judge to give him 5 to 10 years behind bars while his lawyers asked for house arrest, saying the legally blind Cosby is too old and helpless to do prison time. Judge Stephen O'Neill said that he would not settle for probation or partial confinement such as house arrest. The judge also labeled Cosby a sexually violent predator, which means Cosby must undergo lifetime counseling and report quarterly to authorities. His name will appear on a sex offender registry sent to neighbor schools and victims. Inside Edition talked about a tense moment in court yesterday.
There was one especially tense moment in court just before the sentencing. Cosby had a one-on-one with prosecutors who were trying to find out whether he understood all the rules associated with being deemed a sexual violent predator. He answered most of the questions with a yes or a no. But at one point, he asked a question of the prosecution team. He said, "If I went from a city to another city, even just overnight, I have to notify state police," almost as though he expects to one day be on the road again.
In case you're wondering, Bill Cosby's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame isn't going anywhere. According to a rep from the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, once installed, the star has become part of the historic fabric of the Walk of Fame, a designated historic cultural landmark, and are intended to be permanent. The stars only commemorate the recipient's professional accomplishments. Thomas Ravenel is officially off Southern Charm. Bravo confirmed the news shortly after his arrest yesterday that he will no longer be part of the show. Ravenel was arrested and booked on second-degree assault and battery charges against his children's former nanny. She filed a police report against him over an incident that happened 3 years ago. A separate woman came forward and accused him of sexually assaulting her after a Tinder date in 2015. Now, you watched that show. Do you believe this?
I am obsessed with this show, and I absolutely believe this. It kind of was shocking at first hearing it, but then afterwards, I believe this. And also, the entire cast, once accusers came forward, did not have his back.
Ooh.
They're like, yeah, I could see this happening.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
No.
And Chrissy Teigen revealed on Watch What Happens Live whether or not John Legend was able to close the deal, so to speak, on their first date.
Did you and John close the deal the first night?
Yes.
You did?
Wow.
Where did you guys meet?
Bravo.
Where'd you meet?
On a video set for a stereo. Yeah, we were on a music video set all day together, and then I went to one of his shows, and then, yeah.